Earlier this summer, we began a search for music that sets the season's soundtrack around the world. We called our series The Spin. And our final stop on the summer's leg of The Spin is in Africa, in one of the continent's most vibrant cities, Nairobi, Kenya. I spoke with MTV Africa host Emekule Ekarapa. Vijay Kule, as he's also known, told me something surprising about the music of choice in his hometown.
If you were to bring Dolly Parton to Nairobi, it would be the biggest concert Nairobi has ever seen. Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, yes, country music is big. That's what we really grew up to.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
Now that may be what Kenyans grew up with, but the music that sets the beat for Nairobi today comes from the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's a type of dance music known as Lingala, and its infectious rhythms are at the heart of Vijay Kule's pick for our summer playlist.
Well, the song is called Tobina. It's a song sang by a gentleman called Daddy Owen. He's a gospel artist, and it's just the craziest, it's the sickest, and it's just taken over the streets of East Africa, not just Kenya.
Vijay Kule? I don't know what's happening.
You feel that beat, right?
I don't know what's happening
right
in the studio over here, but nobody's
exactly
standing still in here.
Yeah. Your shoulders, your neck, I mean, hey, you get up. I'm telling you, the Central Africans, specifically DRC, the Congo, have this way of just blending their guitars to their drums to the beats and making people move. So we hit the nail on the head, and the whole of Nairobi is bumping to the jam.
But this is a gospel song?
It is a gospel song. That's the crazy thing about it. And the song, it means, Tobina means to dance. But if you ask anybody in the street what Tobina means, 99.9% of the people have no idea what Tobina means. But we just know it makes us move and it makes us dance.
So what's going on in the lyrics? What's he talking about?
Well, he's talking about praising God when things have gone well. Thank God for the beautiful life that you're living. Thank God for your health. Thank God for your family. And once God has sorted all of that out, the only thing left to do is to dance and to praise Him.
You know, we're listening to this music and it's got so much energy and it's a gospel song, and I'm trying to imagine where people would listen to this. In their cars, in the clubs. Would they be listening to this in church? Would people just sort of get the Holy Ghost and dance
man,
in uniform
listen
right
everywhere,
the aisle,
they,
jump
they,
out of
they
their
listen,
pews?
They listen. They listen in the club more than anything. They dance to it at 3 in the morning with a beer in their hand with like 4 or 5 girls. It's crazy. It's hectic. So if you are a pious person and you walk into an Nairobi club at 3 in the morning, you might not be happy with what you see. But you know what? The message is getting clear. Praise the Lord, whether you're in church or whether you're clubbing in Nairobi, Kenya. For the past 2-3 years, a lot of club songs, club bangers in Nairobi clubs have been gospel. And that is why there's also a dichotomy in terms of the generation gap, because there's a lot of older people who feel gospel music should not be in the club.
So not everyone likes this mixture of religious and secular music.
Oh, definitely not. There's a big divide between the youth that are taking over the gospel scene and the dancing. And a lot of the older generation they don't buy it. They have a problem with it. But the young people, it's a phenomenon. I wish you could come here and see how big and how quick churches are popping up all over and how the youth are being incorporated.
If I were to drive by one of these churches on a Sunday morning, this is what I would hear rocking out the windows?
You'd hear this, you'd hear a lot, you'd hear live bands, you'd hear the youth screaming. It's louder. Churches have become louder than clubs, truth be told. I'd never believe I'd see the day when a church would be more jiggy than in a club. Please believe.
You know, most of the artists that we've been talking to for this series we call The Spin, we've been asking them about a perfect summer evening. I think I should be asking you about a perfect Sunday morning. What would be an idea summer Sunday morning where you would be hearing the sounds of summer coming through the stained glass windows?
You go to all the young churches around the place. A big one in there that is really targeting the youth is called Mavuno. And in Mavuno, if you go there from around, I'd say, 8 o'clock in the morning, you leave there at 2 o'clock really feeling blessed, feeling energized and ready for the week. They have a live band. Their praise and worship team is like a Kirk Franklin. They really know how to get down, and everybody gets up, everybody dances. So good Sunday morning will be at a Mavuno Church in any one of the Nairobi Chapel outfits.
Sanctified, sweaty, swaying to the beat on a Sunday morning.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Vijay Kula, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. All the best to you.
Hey, same to you as well. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate the phone.
Let's go out with music. Emekule Ekarapa. He's a VJ with MTV's African Network, and we were listening to a song called
Tobina Kupede Kale.
You can find a full playlist of song picks by VJ Kule, as well as links to previous stops along the spin at nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.